Hauenstein Center for Presidential Studies. Of course, at Crown Valley State University, a Common Ground initiative continues as we approach a new season, and we kick it off strong. Our guest for today's interview and tonight's presentation, Lynn Olson, Chasing Allies, The Importance of Partnerships in World War II, Gleaves Whitney, on behalf of Hauenstein Center. You ready for a great season?
We're going to have a great season, and we have a great start this evening, I think, with Lynn Olson, because we were so fortunate to get Lynn in this week when we were thinking about the 80th anniversary of the outbreak of World War II, which started, of course, first in Europe with Hitler's invasion of the East, Poland, on September 1st, 1939. Lynn Olson has been able to recreate that world. Her very powerful imagination and grasp of the primary sources and the interrelationships of the people, absolutely fundamental to understanding that world and also understanding Ralph Hauenstein's world. So it was very important for us to bring in Lynn Olson tonight.
Thank you, Lynn Olson. New York Times bestselling author, 8 books of history, most of which deal in some way with our World War II. Thank you for that, and looking forward to tonight. Tell me more about you.
Well, first of all, I'm delighted to be here. I was here about a year ago in Grand Rapids and met Gleaves, and we talked about the Hauenstein Center, and so I'm just thrilled that he invited me to come. I am a former journalist. I spent 10 years covering Washington, the Soviet Union, various other places, and then I turned to writing books, and I became a historian. And as you said, I've written 8 books of history, almost all of them dealing with World War II, and almost all of them touching in some way or another on Britain. I specialized really in writing about Britain during the early days of the war.
What's the name of your latest book?
Well, that is not about Britain. It's called Madame Fourcade's Secret War. It's about the French Resistance, and it's about a woman named Marie-Madeleine Fourcade, who was the leader of the largest and most influential spy network for the Allies in occupied France during the war.
Yes, I like the tagline, the daring young woman who led France's largest spy network against the Nazis. And I know that recently published. Congratulations. Tonight, your focus will be on Chasing Allies. What will you present?
It's basically I'm going to be talking about historical amnesia, basically. Back before World War II, one of the reasons why Hitler was so successful at doing what he did, so successful at basically slowly starting to take over the continent of Europe, is because the countries of Europe, the other countries of Europe, failed to do anything about it. The two most powerful democracies in Europe were Britain and France, and they basically did all they could to conciliate, to appease Hitler. They didn't want another war. They thought that they could persuade Hitler to stop, you know, after he's taken over Austria, for example, that he would stop. And then, no, he took over part of Czechoslovakia, and then they thought, okay, he's going to stop there, as he promised. So they weren't doing anything. And so the smaller countries of Europe, like Holland, like Belgium, like Luxembourg, Norway, etc., basically said, how could we do anything? I mean, the big guys aren't doing anything to stop him. There's nothing we can do, so we're going to remain neutral. So everybody was in... Every country was in its own little shell, own little cave, hoping, praying that Hitler wouldn't take the next step. And, of course, the United States was an ocean away, resolutely isolationist, determined that we were not going to get involved in another European war. So there was no banding together. There was no joining forces when, in fact, Hitler could have been stopped quite easily at various points. But it got harder and harder. And then in September 1939, when he invaded Poland after he said he was not going to do that, both Britain and France realized that this was it. Public opinion, particularly in Britain, public opinion and Parliament were absolutely adamant that that he had to be stopped, that appeasement was over. And so basically, Neville Chamberlain, the Prime Minister of Britain, was forced to declare war, and then France followed suit. And so that's how we got World War II.
Yes, please.
And World War II, of course, was an extension of World War I.
Absolutely.
And Lynn... touches on so many themes that are important to the mission of the Hauenstein Center. She's just talking about alliances, for example. We have a Common Ground Initiative. You have to have emotional intelligence, strategic intelligence, a lot of things to make a Common Ground Initiative work. And I can't think of a more important Common Ground Initiative in world history than the alliance that had to come together to defeat the Axis powers. So she has that dimension that touches on the Hauenstein Center. And then the other dimension is she writes so superbly about the leaders of World War II. She knows the personalities. And in fact, I think one of the things that she's really contributed to the historiography, she calls herself a journalist, but she's also an historian, is knowledge of a lot of people we don't know about, and or, you know, names of people who are not sort of the marquee figures of the World War II era. So we're hoping that she will be able to talk about some of the leadership traits of those folks as well.
I know one of your bestsellers, Those Angry Days, named by New York Times and Kirkus says, one of the best books of 2013. What, Those Angry Days, Roosevelt, Lindbergh, and America's Fight Over World War II?
That's right, yeah. That book is a kind of an outlier because it's really about our role. It's about the United States' role and how slow we were in picking up the leadership baton. One can understand it. We are and were a country separated by two oceans. We didn't have the skin in the game that the European countries have. And so, especially after World War I, that ended so catastrophically in terms of, Woodrow Wilson, the president, said we fought in World War I to save the world from democracy, but that didn't happen. Hitler appeared on the scene. And so Americans quite naturally said, why should we get involved in this again? There were many, many good reasons to get involved, but it took about a year and a half of a very, very bitter, vitriolic debate in this country about what our role was. Do we have a responsibility to the rest of the world? When looking at Hitler taking over all country after country, persecuting and killing the Jews, do we have a responsibility to get involved in that? And so it was, a very, very bitter debate that lasted until December 7th, 1941. But it was a terrific debate because everybody was involved. The whole country was involved. It wasn't just Washington. Citizens all over the country were involved. And so that debate, and then, of course, our entry into World War II, basically changed the future of this country.
Lynn Olson with its New York Times bestselling author, our guest speaker for tonight's presentation, the Hauenstein Center for Presidential Studies, Chasing Allies, the Importance of Partnerships in World War II. We'll give you the specifics here in just a second. Gleaves Whitney, again, this presentation tonight described as joining the center as you recreate a vivid image of Colonel Ralph W. Hauenstein's experiences through Lynn Olson and her work.
Well, that's right. Again, I think that because of Lynn's ability as a journalist to tell a story and to find the facts, to uncover the facts, and as a historian to go into the deeper causes and the relationships that are so important. For example, I think if you start, say, The Citizens of London, a reader is going to be struck right away by how tumultuous the relationship is between the United States and the UK. Most of us, I think, have bought Churchill's line in his memoirs and in his history of World War II that really we were just fate brought us together and we were, you know, brothers and sisters in arms. But Lynn has the ability to go beneath the surface of that kind of interpretation and show just how difficult it was. The tumultuous relationship that she writes about, for example, between Churchill and FDR early on. Churchill felt snubbed and Roosevelt in his own way felt snubbed by their first encounter during World War I. And these are vivid portraits of the way history really unfolds, the personalities, the conflicts. And so behind these alliances are very strong personalities. So we're just tickled. And of course, while I'm reading Lynn, while I'm listening to Lynn Olson and her work, of course, I'm thinking of the stories that Ralph Hauenstein, you know, our great source material right here, used to tell. And we also, of course, have Hank Meyer here in town, who wrote a wonderful book about Arthur Vandenberg, published by the University of Chicago. So, you know, we have a little expertise right here in Grand Rapids in West Michigan about this era in living memory. And we are just delighted that Lynn will be able to enlarge our horizon about the events of 80, 70, 60 years ago, and also to go deep on some of the leadership challenges and personalities of the conflict.
What's Lynn Olson do for fun?
What does Lynn Olson do for fun? Lynn Olson, I'm a huge reader. I mean, I really don't separate what I do as a living from what from me as a person. I've always loved to read. That's my joy. I do a lot of other things too, but I really, books are my passion. They always have been, and they always will be.
Love it. Lynn, how do we find out more about the work you do?
I have a website, www.lynnolson.com, and there's a lot about me. There's a lot about my books on it, and I hope people look at it.
Yeah, let's hope people also attend tonight, 7 o'clock. Loosemore Auditorium, where we will hear your words, Lynn Olson, Chasing Allies, the Importance of Partnerships in World War II. Cleves Whitney, again, here we are, the start of another season.
Oh, it's going to be a great year at the Hauenstein Center, and we're so pleased that tonight we start off on such a strong note. I mean, this is going to be one of our strongest starts ever, and I think because we're marking the 80th anniversary of the outbreak of the Second World War, and we can't help, as thinking creatures, to make historical comparisons, to draw analogies, whether it's over the word appeasement or, you know, any number of things. You know, how do you build alliances? I just think that Lynn Olson is going to give us a whole lot to think about, and I can't wait for our day to begin.
Great. Again, RSVP ASAP, September 3rd, that's tonight, 7 o'clock. Here is a phone number for you, 331-2770 or gvsu.edu/hc. We'll speak again, Glenn Gleaves, again, Lynn Olson. Have fun in our West Michigan and enjoy your adventure tonight.